Hello.
Hi, Terrell.
Hey.
Hi, it's Melissa from Family First Care. How are you?
Good.
I was just calling to give you, well, I had two questions. I wanted to give you your clocking in and out information so that you can get started. I know that you're with Miss Donna today. And also, I had a question because I know that you sent a text to Erica about a link that's not working. I'm not sure what link that is, so I can try to assist.
Oh yeah, they sent me it was a link. Let me go to the email. It was the secure force ant link.
Oh, okay. So what I'll do is I'll have our HR team reach out to you in regards to that. That's pretty much that's so you can have access to your pay stubs.
Oh, okay.
So do you have time right now so I can assist you with the clocking in and out setup?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Have you ever used the HHA Exchange app?
Yeah, the HSA. Yeah, I think, yeah.
Do you have the
Yeah.
app and the login? Because that's what you would need to use to clock in and out.
You said it's the ant, the HHA ant? No,
Yeah.
we don't know.
It may be
HHA.
called HHA Exchange. HHA Exchange,
It's blue with the, it's white and with the blue X.
yeah.
Okay, I had it down.
If not, we can. I think if you have a login, we can call them and see.
All right, I got the app. Let's say it's not activated. Contact agency.
Okay, does it give you a code, like a 7 or 8, I think 7 or 9 number code anywhere?
Well, on the HHA Exchange app.
Yeah. Like a mobile code. It should be seven numbers.
Mobile device ID.
Is it numbers or does that have letters also?
It has letters also.
No, it should be a caregiver code. Trying to figure out where it would show up. Let me see. If you click on the three, let me see something. Hold on. Oh, you know what? Let me find it. Let me see if I could find it on my end. Oh no, because I don't have your caregiver code. And it doesn't show it anywhere. It would say caregiver mobile ID, but it's not, it doesn't have any numbers.
Nah, I don't see that. Well, on the main page of it, right?
Yes, anywhere there. Because I know that on the top, like when you click on the three dots, it gives you like a mobile ID number, but I know that's not it because that one has letters. It has to have, it's just numbers, like 7 numbers.
Oh, let me see.
So if you can sign out and sign back in, if there's like a little notification?
It won't let me sign in. It said not activated or something.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do.
I'm trying to log in and say your status is not active. Please contact your agency.
Did you have a login already, or did you have to create one?
I thought I had one already, but I think I might.
Try to create one. On the bottom left, okay. There should be a sign-up button. Let's see if that works. That when you create the login, you should be able to sign in with it. Let's see if that works. Did it let you sign in?
I'm trying to sign in now.
Okay.
It's saying this email not valid, and I just did it.
Do you want me to try on my end?
Mm-hmm.
What's the email you used?
TerrellMay25@gmail.com.
And the password?
It was footballpro10@!!!
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm going to spell this all wrong. Hold on. Tell me the password again.
Football Pro 10 @ Exclamation point, exclamation point.
And the football is all lowercase?
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom. Come on. Yeah, it's saying it's not going through. Let me do it. Let me see if it lets me sign up for you. Hold on. Oh, technology. Oh, hold on. So I have here on our end an email. It says TerrellMay1901@gmail. Is that also?
Yeah, that's one of them. That's one of my Gmails. It wouldn't let me use that one.
So weird. Let me try. Do you prefer that Gmail?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. 1901@gmail. Oh. Did I not write this correctly? Football Pro 10@! I'm wondering if the password's too long, and that's probably why it's acting weird. Oh, it has to have a capital. Okay, hold on. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna give. So you could use that email, the Terrell May one, at 1901. Just press forgot password so you can reset it.
Okay.
Because it does say that it's in the system already, so you should be able to still use that one, and that way you don't have to just create another one. While we do this, I wanted also to confirm. The schedule I have here is, hold on, so I can add it into the system. You'll be working from 8 to 2 from every single day, correct?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'll just add it here while you reset that password.
Let's say, don't go to email. Oh, here we go. and say, please enter a valid email and password. But they just sent me a 10th password. So.
I would copy that. Like, just copy it and paste it. Because I know those passwords look crazy. Did it work?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I probably told you to reset the password.
Yeah, look, when I put the password in, your status is not active. Please contact your agency.
Does it have a code?
No. It's good. When I reset the password, it wanted me to send me all the way back so I could log in. And when I logged in, that message popped up, so then it would take me to the next page.
Okay, let me see what it looks like on my end. Hold on. Oh, just me. My apologies. Technology, I don't know. It's supposed to make life easier, and of course, it's the opposite. Okay, and you use the email, hold on.
1901.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
1901. And what's the password that you use? The same one?
Yeah, the football pro exclamation. The two exclamations. Football Pro 10 and exclamation.
Is there a capital T? I mean a capital F?
No, a capital F.
Football Pro 10 at exclamation point. Your status is inactive. Please contact your agency. I'm going to call HHA. Okay. I'm going to call you right back. And
okay.
Let me see what's going on. And let me. Okay. I'll give you a call right back. Let me give HHA
okay.
a call. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye.